Welcome to Rethinking Wellness, a podcast that offers critical thinking and compassionate skepticism about wellness and diet culture and reflections on how to find true well-being. I'm your host, Christy Harrison, and I'm a registered dietitian, certified intuitive eating counselor, journalist, and author of three books, including Anti-Diet, which was published in 2019, The Emotional Eating, Chronic Dieting, Binge Eating, and Body Image Workbook, which came out on February 20th, and The Wellness Trap, which was published in 2023 and is the inspiration for this podcast. You can learn more and get them all at christyharrison.com/books. Hey there. Welcome to this bonus episode of Rethinking Wellness. I'm Christy, and my guest today is writer and beauty industry critic Jessica DeFino, who is my guest on this week's main episode of the podcast and who is back for this bonus to discuss the problems with skin products and skincare in general, why so many topicals are not good for your skin and are not long-term solutions, how to have compassion for yourself as you navigate through beauty culture and inevitably get sucked in, and more. This is a free preview of a longer episode for paid subscribers. To hear the whole thing, subscribe at rethinkingwellness.substack.com. That's rethinkingwellness.substack.com. So without any further ado, here's my bonus interview with Jessica DeFino. So Jessica, welcome back. Thanks so much for joining me on this bonus episode.
Thank you so much for having me again.
We had such a great conversation, so many interesting directions we went in the main interview. I'm curious to dig in a little bit more to the piece around skincare, because you've talked about how, you know, your own personal history with skincare was one that kind of led you to start questioning skincare products and beauty products in general. And you've described yourself as a pro-skin, anti-product beauty reporter. So I'd love to talk a little bit more about the problems you see with skin products and skincare culture in general.
I love this question. I could talk about skin forever. My main problem with skincare industry and skincare products is that it seems that most of the industry's devotees know a lot about products and ingredients and know almost nothing about their own skin. I think it's so important to start with just learning about your own body and how the skin functions and what it's meant to do, and then questioning whether the products that are popular right now are enhancing those functions or disrupting those functions. And in the large majority of cases, the answer is disrupting those functions. Something I like to point out is like the skin is not there to look pretty. It's an organ. It's an organ just like any other. And it has like a functional role in your overall health and well-being. It's part of your immune system. So it's the immune system's first line of defense. Like anything that's coming into your immune system is coming in via your skin. I mean, or your lungs or eating, but your skin is a big one. So there's that, like the skin exists to protect you from like invading UV rays. It regulates your temperature. It regulates your moisture levels. Like your skin is why you can like take a bath and not get waterlogged. Like there's so many functional roles that the skin plays. And in the large majority of cases with the products we're putting on it, we're actually like compromising those functions for the sake of aesthetics. So what I would love to see change in the beauty industry is a focus on like actual well-being, actual function versus the aesthetic of the day.
That's really interesting. I've read a piece you wrote about acne products and how putting acne products on the skin that dry out pimples might have short-term benefits, but in the long term, you know, might undermine the integrity of your skin barrier. And as someone with acne myself, and you know, had long struggles with it. And as I mentioned in the main interview, I had like such a huge flare up when I was doing IVF, and my skin has kind of never been the same since pregnancy and breastfeeding and all of that. It's sort of like it's really related to hormones, but I just have a lot of like cyclical acne flare ups now that I didn't have before. And you know, I have found that some products prescribed by my dermatologist are helpful for like dealing with some of the cystic stuff and the like really painful acne. And to me, that's like one of those things on the line of like, how much pain would I actually be in from the zit if it was just the you know, lesion itself and not the stuff that I'm putting on it, the stuff that comes from beauty culture about what, you know, how I think people are going to judge me or what it looks like to the outside world or whatever, right? It's a fine line.
Well, there's always like a negotiation between like immediate relief, especially when you're talking about like a painful acne breakout. So like immediate relief, like great, that's good. It's good if we know it's immediate relief and not a long-term solution.
Mm-hmm.
Good if we know that if relying on immediate relief in a long-term way is actually going to create more of a problem down the road, right? So I think the piece that I see missing, especially in terms of treating acne, is this focus on immediate relief without really considering what's going to happen down the road or how can I address like the actual underlying thing that's communicating through me as acne while giving myself that immediate relief, right? So yeah, I mean, especially with acne, like a lot of what you see on the market is things that like kill acne-causing bacteria. Like acne-causing bacteria is great. You need acne-causing bacteria on your skin microbiome in order for the skin microbiome to function, in order for the skin overall to function. You know, so-called acne-causing bacteria actually also produces antioxidants, which help protect us from environmental pollution and from the sun.
That totally blew my mind when I read that in your piece. I was just like, what? I've completely bought, you know, had completely drunk the Kool-Aid or just not even questioned like why acne-causing bacteria is on our skin in the first place.
Right. Like the healthiest skin will have this particular strain of bacteria on it, and like getting rid of it completely will eventually lead to like issues down the road, because it's creating even more of an imbalance. Like the other thing I like to say is like the way our skin can express inflammation or irritation, those are finite, right? You get dry skin, you get oily skin, you get pimples, you get, you know, psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, a couple more, right? But the reasons behind that are infinite. So it's like really hard to be like, oh, you have acne, use some benzoyl peroxide. That'll help it. Like you actually probably have no clue why the acne is occurring.
Mm-hmm.
And then just to destroy your skin microbiome, to relieve yourself of the acne in the moment, you're getting no information about like where this is actually coming from, right? Or like a underlying issue. So I mean, I don't know if that's hopeful or not to just consider like there are infinite reasons this could be happening to me. But yeah, like destroying your skin microbiome in the name of relieving acne is actually not going to have like the long-term benefits that you want.
You've been listening to a free preview of this episode. To hear the rest and get tons more bonus content, become a paid subscriber by going to rethinkingwellness.substack.com. That's rethinkingwellness.substack.com. Thanks so much for listening.